Troy Mayor Patrick Madden has released his budget proposal for 2021.
Madden's $75.8 million spending plan carries a 1.69% property tax increase for the 2021 fiscal year. The second-term Democrat says that's an average monthly increase of $3.10 for homeowners with a home valued at $150,000. Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello says she is pleased that the budget stays under the tax cap.
This is extremely unprecedented, challenging times with COVID-19, but it's a 2020 budget issue. It's a cash flow issue right now, and we've been working in a bipartisan manner since March, since COVID struck, and every month we've done something to battle the economic shutdown and the revenues that have decreased over the past several months.
Madden notes in a written budget statement that while the proposal retains city services for now, it was written with hopes for federal coronavirus relief. Mantello is concerned about Madden's move to defer a portion of the 2021 pension payment over the next 10 years.
We are kind of pushing the deferral, obviously, the pension payment, I should say, over a period of time. And I get it, the mayor's trying to be creative, but I'll have to also look into that and see what the payment plan looks like.
Democratic Council President Pro Tem Ken Zalewski says the budget looks promising.
We're maintaining services and keeping the tax increase as low as possible. We're going to be going down this budget line by line over the next few weeks. And I'm very hopeful for the city of Troy that we'll be able to keep things moving forward without changing staffing, without reducing services, and keeping our taxpayers in mind throughout the entire process. We want to safeguard our taxpayers first and foremost.
Zalewski says the budget proposes a pay-as-you-throw garbage system that would charge residents for the actual garbage that they produce instead of imposing a flat fee for every housing unit.
This should also have the side effect of encouraging more recycling. The more waste that we take out of the garbage stream and turning that into recycling, the less the city has to pay in tipping fees. So that's going to be a win-win for the city and its residents.
Mantello says she is concerned about enforcement of the measure.
The council has several budget meetings, committee meetings, workshops, and hearings, and we anticipate to learn more about pay-as-you-throw.
Various budget meetings have been scheduled and will appear on social media, and the councilors encourage residents to join in whenever possible. There's a list at wamc.org. The council will act on the budget at the end of November. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.